A Coppell Valley Historical Moment. The Northwest Mounted Police established a small outpost in Fort Coppell on the site of the present golf course in 1876, in a small log cabin with five men under Sub-Inspector French. In 1879, the decision was made by Commissioner James McLeod to enlarge the post. In July 1880, B Division and headquarters under Superintendent Walsh and Inspector Sam Steele were transferred to the post, and by the end of that year the post was manned by four sergeants, five corporals, and 27 constables under the command of a superintendent, an inspector, and two staff sergeants. There was a strength of 46 horses and two foals. All the lumber for the post was hauled by enlisted men from Swan River. From this post, the mounted police rode out on patrols, calling on settlers and keeping the peace in this vast territory. In 1876, after the defeat of General Custer at Little Bighorn in Montana, Chief Sitting Bull and the Dakota Nation took refuge in Canada, arriving at Wood Mountain in the spring of 1877. Sitting Bull parleyed with Assistant Commissioner Walsh, asking to be recognized as Canadian, arguing their ancient allegiance to the Crown had never been broken. The Dakota were granted sanctuary, but little else. During the winter of 1880 and 81, many of the Dakota were starving, and in the early summer of 1881, Chief Sitting Bull and a band of his warriors came to Fort Coppell, where the Hudson's Bay Post and the Indian Department officials were situated, in the hope of obtaining supplies. The post here had barely sufficient provisions for its own purposes, and the Indian agent was having problems feeding the people under his jurisdiction. Sitting Bull met with Inspector Steele and Commissioner Dewdney, again making a strong plea for recognition as Canadian and the granting of a reserve for his Dakota. The government official refused the request, offering only a minimum amount of food to stave off starvation. Following a visit to the Roman Catholic Mission at Lebret, Sitting Bull returned to Wood Mountain, and that summer, in the company of Jean-Louis Laguerre, the famous Wood Mountain free trader, he returned to the United States, accepting the amnesty offered by the American government. In July of 1882, the headquarters of the Northwest Mounted Police was transferred from Fort Coppell to Regina. In 1955, a cairn was erected to mark the site where the Northwest Mounted Police barracks had stood. In 1976, an interpretive shelter was opened at the same location, with two large plaques designed by the Saskatchewan Museum of Natural History, which outlines some of the history of the Northwest Mounted Police. This has been a Coppell Valley Historical Moment.